Hi, welcome back to Investors Online. I'm Deirdre McMurdy. Fuel cell makers are a little bit like internet companies. They don't make a lot of money, but people buy the stock for the potential profits down the road. Ballard Power Systems is probably the best known example. When that company announced a new fuel cell at the Detroit Auto Show recently, stock of other fuel cell makers took off too. Now, it also helped to focus attention on the lesser known companies like Global Thermoelectric of Calgary. Global is the world's largest supplier of thermoelectric power generators. The generators produce power by converting heat into electricity, and they're used in remote areas principally. Now, the heat comes from the combustion of natural gas or propane. The company also makes heaters that are used for crew compartment of armored vehicles. They're the only authorized supplier of these heaters to the U.S. Army, in fact. Then, in 1997, Global decided to create a fuel cell division. Global Thermoelectric is traded on both the Toronto Stock Exchange and the Canadian Venture Exchange under the symbol GLE. And what a stock story. It has a 52-week high of $31 and a low of 91 cents. It closed yesterday at $20.85. On February 18th, Global will be added to the TSE 300 Composite Index. And joining us now from Calgary is Jim Perry. He's president and CEO of Global Thermoelectric. And of course, he'll be taking your questions at 1-888-513-TV-TV. Well, hello there. Good morning, Mr. Perry.
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks very much for joining us. I'm well. Now, I want to start by asking you a little bit about your business. You've got sort of three components, as we just outlined, the generators, heaters, and fuel cells. Can you briefly tell us about each of these little entities?
Certainly. The generators business is our original business. The technology came out of the U.S. Moon Program, and we acquired it in 1975 when the corporation was formed. We sell all around the world. In fact, we sell the generators into 47 different countries. And last year, we were the only Alberta winner of the Canada Export Award in recognition of the fact that we are a global company. Our second business is the heaters business. We got into it as an offshoot of our generators. And we're now providing heaters to the U.S. military for use in their heavy tracked vehicles, in the tanks, the armored personnel carriers, and so forth. It's an interesting business. We're shipping about 200 units a month, and we certainly can see that business growing as we start installing our heaters into other vehicles like the heavy trucks. The heavy truck fleet is six times as big as the fleet of armored vehicles. So we really do see some potential in that business.
And then the fuel cells.
Fuel cells are a very interesting technology. We're using quite a different system than many of the other companies. The other companies like Ballard, AltaVista, and so forth are using technology called proton exchange membrane, or PEM. The type of technology we have is called solid oxide fuel cells, or SOFC. The biggest difference between the PEM system and the SOFC system is that the SOFCs run at a very high temperature, around 800 degrees centigrade. And because they operate at this very high temperature, they are pretty well immune to pollutants and contaminants, which makes it very much easier to use the solid oxide cells when you're on a natural gas or gasoline fuel. All cells need hydrogen to run, and it's really then a question of where is the fuel going to come from.
Now, are there any things to consider with that high temperature? Does that sort of dictate certain applications and limit others?
Not necessarily so. You know, 800 degrees sounds like a high temperature.
It does.
But recognize that the catalytic converter in your car runs at 850.
Okay.
So this is not a temperature that's unusual.
All right. Now, which of these divisions has the most growth opportunity for Global Thermoelectric at this point?
Well, I think the market is telling us that it's the fuel cell business. There are some tremendously large applications for that technology.
And what are some of those? Can you give us a sense of that market internationally?
Yeah, there's two very large mass markets. One is the automotive market. The other market is in home cogeneration, where you'd actually have a fuel cell system in the basement of your home that would provide both heat and electricity using probably natural gas as fuel.
Now, are these fuel cells still in the developmental stage? Are you edging towards commercial production in the near term? Where are you at?
It's probably still fair to say that it's in the development stage. We are building prototype systems. We've built about 20 systems that are up and running in various stages. But our next major milestone will be to put out a prototype system in the hands of a customer. We see that that system would be designed for remote power, which is our business anyhow. As you stated earlier, we are the largest supplier of thermoelectric generators for remote power.
And what about moving towards commercial production? Are these things expensive, complicated to produce? It sounds that way.
They're not terribly expensive. There are still a lot of engineering challenges to be resolved before you get a commercial product, of course, and a lot of testing that will have to be done. But we certainly see that a prototype system, again, for use in remote power, could probably be ready by the end of this calendar year.
And any sense of the dollar size of the market?
Well, for the home cogeneration market, for instance, mm-hmm. we do have some numbers there. Combined North America and Europe, there's somewhere around 5 million furnaces installed a year. And 5 million furnaces a year at several thousand dollars apiece, it's a multi-billion dollar market just in the home cogen.
Right. And finally, your share price has been very dramatic. Is that a distraction at all, having a stock that's taken flight like that?
It is a bit of a distraction having something that's so volatile. You know, it would be nice for it to find a level. I think what's happened is the whole fuel cell industry has caught on with the investing public for whatever reason. I mean, we started this year at a stock price of $13. And as you stated, we hit $31. Yep. Now we're back down to $20. It's been a wild ride.
It has indeed. Well, we're going to take a little break at this point. And then, of course, we'll be taking your questions for Jim Perry of Global Thermoelectric when we come back. Give us a call at 1-888-513-TV-TV. Hi, welcome back to Investors Online. I'm Deirdre McMurdy, and we are talking with Jim Perry today. He is live from Calgary. He's the president and CEO of Global Thermoelectric. And we're taking your questions, of course, at 1-888-513-TV-TV. Well, Mr. Perry, lots of questions for you this morning. Chris of Oakville, what would you like to know about Global Thermoelectric?
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I'd like to know, how different are your markets going to be versus a balanced market, which seems to be the home generation and fuel cell automobile market, whose backers are the automobile industry. How different are your system? Is your competition going to be to them, and relatively to the value of their backers?
Well, Mr. Perry.
Well, I think that you have to recognize the technologies are totally different, and the applications of the technology will be different as well. For instance, probably the key element to consider when you're looking at applications is, what is the fuel going to be? You know, there are people out there who would state that there will be a hydrogen infrastructure in the world. That may happen, but it's not going to happen in any big hurry. There are others that are speculating that methanol will be the fuel of choice. And of course, methanol has some issues with the fact that it is considered a hazardous chemical in some places. Others, including ourselves, believe that the fuel of the future for fuel cells is going to be natural gas or gasoline. These are fuels that are, in fact, available today. And using a solid oxide system, you can actually use natural gas or gasoline very easily. And that's the big difference in the technology. The way that would apply in the field is, consider home cogeneration, which is a huge market. And in a home, if you're going to use a fuel cell system today, you really have to be able to use natural gas as a fuel. And in order to use natural gas as a fuel, you actually have to do a process called reforming. Reforming is where the natural gas is broken apart, where you heat the natural gas up to a high temperature, run it across a catalyst, and actually break the bond between the carbon and the hydrogen so that you can use the hydrogen in the fuel cell. Now, PEM fuel cell system, such as Ballard or AltaVista, those type of fuel cells need very pure hydrogen. So in order to use natural gas, the reforming system that they're required to use is very complex. It's a large piece of equipment, very expensive. It's almost a mini refinery. For the high temperature cells such as we produce, we don't need a complex reformer. And that is the real edge to our technology. The reformer for natural gas for us, rather than being this large mini refinery, mm-hmm. is actually right here in my hand.
I mean, wow.
That's the entire reformer. It's a very small device. It's about the size of a pop can, and very inexpensive to produce. So to use natural gas as a fuel, because of the technology we have, we believe that we do have an edge compared to the other technologies.
Okay. Well, Ken of Calgary, what's your question for Jim Perry?
Hi,
Calgary to Calgary.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, well, thanks.
What I'm interested in is, how long will it take for this fuel cell to be available to the consumer homeowner, and how much would he save? And on the car side, is it going to be a lot lighter than today's car?
Let me answer the questions in order. The mm-hmm. For the home cogen, Obviously, we have to make it economic or people aren't going to buy it. There will be some early adopters who will purchase a system for a remote cabin or for some application where they feel that, having independence from the power grid is worth an extra price. But it is going to take some time and some engineering to get the price down to where it can be into the mass market, and that's probably several years away. Prototype systems we intend to have out in the field probably next year. Recognize that these will be prototype systems for remote power, where in remote power there are not as many engineering constraints as there are in the home, but the system will be very similar. We believe that by putting it out into remote areas, for instance, radio transmitters on top of a mountain, where access is limited, where going in there is very expensive, that there the customer is willing to pay a premium price. To put it in somebody's basement, it's going to have to be very cost effective, and we'd have to be able to demonstrate to people that you can save money. I don't think that you're going to see those kind of products in places like Alberta in any big hurry, because power here is very inexpensive. We pay 7 cents a kilowatt, something like that. In Europe, it's very different. In Europe, the price of power is 25 cents a kilowatt hour or more. In a place like that, this cost savings from using a fuel cell can be quite dramatic. The other thing you have to recognize is with the high temperature cell that we produce, you can capture the heat and use it as well. That will allow you to increase your efficiency dramatically. Your system efficiency can mm-hmm. be up as much as 85% doing that.
Right. Okay, we have another question from Colin in Montreal. Colin, fire away.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Hi there.
As a longtime global thermoelectric investor, could you tell me if you have any strategic partners for your fuel cell technology in the automotive industry?
We are working with Delphi Automotive Systems out of the States, and we are providing solid oxide systems to them. How that will all unfold in the future, we don't know, but we certainly are working with them at present.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Mr. Perry. Pleasure.
Thank you very much.
And, of course, if you'd like more information, go to globalte.com.